You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham, and for Cynthia Canty, Congress is reviewing the Obama administration's fuel efficiency standards. There's been a slew of op-ed pieces with conservative think tanks calling for a rollback of rules that increase fuel efficiency. They'd rather let the market decide, a market that trends toward less efficient trucks and SUVs. Environmental groups are saying we'll save fuel, we'll save money, pollute less, and reduce greenhouse gases that cause climate change with new efficiency rules that were passed by the Obama administration and Congress at one point. Joining us now is former Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Carol Browner. She was also director of the White House Office of Energy and Climate Change Policy during the Obama administration. The auto industry doesn't like the higher standards. Conservatives don't like them. Why do you think we need to continue to require increased fuel efficiency from vehicles?
Well, two reasons. One, it's good for our health. Two, it's good for our pocketbooks. The more efficient your car, the further a tank of gas will go. That means you save money at the pump. And secondly, the more efficient your car, the cleaner your car, the less pollution. You know, we have a lot of people in this country who suffer from asthma, 24 million Americans. You have almost a million people in your state of Michigan who suffer from asthma. And we know that pollution can make an asthma attack worse. So reducing our air pollution just makes common sense. And it can be done in a cost-effective manner.
Help me through the process here. And then reviewing this rule, what are the options before Congress?
Back at the beginning of the Obama administration, I worked with the president, with EPA, with the Department of Transportation, with the car industry. They sat at the table with us, car companies, to craft these rules, to craft this program. And what the car company said is, we need some predictability and certainty. What are you going to ask of us? Give us it over a long time frame so we can make the right investments to get the right innovations, to get the right solutions to pollution. And we did that. These rules have been on the books. And now suddenly you've got both the administration, Scott Pruitt at EPA, the White House, Congress saying, well, maybe not. And, you know, it's a process. They have to either do another rule, which would undo the current requirements, or Congress would have to pass a law. And, you know, so there's an opportunity for citizens to engage. If what you want is cleaner air, a more efficient car, when you buy a new car, you know, a tank of gas that goes further, then you need to raise your voice now, because these changes don't have to be made. They can be stopped. If the public raises their voice, they can be stopped.
One of the criticisms is that the technology required to meet these fuel standards will drive up the price of cars and trucks to the point the average Jane or Joe can't afford to buy a vehicle. How much consideration was that given in creating these fuel efficiency standards?
We looked extensively at what the cost would be. We looked at what the cost to the consumers would be. We looked at what the benefits would be. What would be the benefits of fewer asthma attacks, of fewer premature deaths, of, you know, less violent storms? And what we saw is that the benefits would outweigh the cost. And that is a story that has been told time and time again when we look back at the Clean Air Act and implementation of air pollution standards going back 40 years ago, that, you know, when we set a pollution standard, when we require pollution to be cleaned up, what happens is once that requirement's in place, we find a more cost-effective way to do it. You know, you create a market, right? Someone has to sell the technology that drives down the pollution. There's competition. You know, three people try and sell it, so they make it cheaper. They make it better. And, you know, we can do that again. There is no reason to think we can't end in a place where the air is cleaner and families can save money at the pump.
There's another proposal that's being talked about right now. Two Michigan members of Congress, Republican Fred Upton and Democrat Debbie Dingell, have introduced legislation that would, well, in the end, it would reduce fuel efficiency requirements. That proposal calls for the EPA and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which have these different fuel economy and emissions standards, that those two would have to get together and have just one set of standards. How does that fit into this review of fuel efficiency standards?
That's exactly what we did. That's exactly what we did at the beginning of the Obama administration. We had the car companies come in. We had the state of California. We had EPA, the Department of Transportation. Everybody has different authorities and different responsibilities. And we crafted a national car plan. Every major car manufacturer, the CEO stood with President Obama and made this announcement and made this commitment. We've done that. And now what we need to do is be about implementing it and continuing to implement it so we continue to get progress in more fuel-efficient cars, we continue to get progress towards cleaner air, and we continue to bring the consumer savings at the pump.
Regardless what Congress or the EPA might do, California says it will not budge on the current standards, and about a dozen states follow California's lead. So how does that affect the battle over fuel efficiency standards?
What this means is California will have one set of requirements, half the country will have one set of requirements, and the other half another. It doesn't make any sense for Detroit. It simply doesn't make any sense. They don't want to make two cars. They don't want to sell one car in California and one car somewhere else. So that's why we created in the Obama administration this national car program, to give them the certainty to make sure that it was one car for the whole country, that everybody got the benefits. But if they walk away from that, if Congress walks away from that, then you're going to end up in a situation where you have two different cars being manufactured, and that's not good for anybody.
Carol Browner served as EPA administrator during the Clinton administration and was the director of White House Office on Energy and Climate Change Policy during the Obama administration. Thanks for helping us understand this.
Thank you.